Parakeet. Okay. Soda offering. Okay. It is great as a goof. Tolatoi, Vas. Ravachi cooking. There's no interest in anything. It's just basic. It'll get through life. Soda Maya. Shechachali Tanugim Shal Goof. Desire, physical desire, pleasure. Yishtesh Lom Eilu Motsana Bezaz Hashem. You found an approach. Ketel Lagia, Lide Tikun, to approach that at least. Tikun, Alachalapachas, Amtokas, Ma. If it's not tikkun, at least somewhere we've been mam tikkun, sweetened, we've addressed it somewhat. Azarno gibura lehe chaleitz mihachas, we've girded our loins with strength to break through from our atzlush halavaya. And that's helped us, because a human being is greater than just, you know, lazing around. And the more we derive pleasure from our fraternal, the more that over that balances out the desire for physical pleasures. So now the truth is, which again I pointed out, we should really stop here. I don't know about you, but I'm not ready for Yisrael Ruach. I'm still stuck on set off.
Only a two if a person works. We don't work. A person can always be improved in every aspect.
You're correct. Yeah, there is some. It's a multi-pronged avoider.
And maybe for people who are really Bali Musa and they're really going through each thing and I'm going from Shlav to Shlav.
Okay. Ruach is more ruchni. Okay, so what is ruach? Yisrael ruach when you say that the worm betalim basur. That's what pulls a person for the worm betalim or the worm basur. Okay, so he's into ruchnius. He enjoys this not the physical element, but you know the understanding and the. So I enjoy understanding. I enjoy going deep into your kishkas and finding out what's under your story and telling all about it. Right? So I enjoy that very much. I enjoy sitting, you know, there's people that are nowadays, Baruch Hashem, they created, you know, many of the Yetzer Haras of the internet, you know, are understood in a very, very crass way. It was very, very. The biggest Yetzer Hara of internet is the waste of time. You know, you guy can, you know, he can read H.com the whole time. You know, it's very nice. You know, he's not reading anything else. And you know, he could read. There's a new website called Clean Wikipedia. I don't know, like, you know, but there's a his own trivia game. Like trivia games, people love trivia games. What do you do with a trivia game? I know everything there is to know about the most unimportant things in the world.
That's what trivia means. Trivia is the word trivial. I think.
Yeah. You've been in there for 3 hours. What have you accomplished in that?
Person reads the newspaper. Right. This person spends, you know, a few hours. You know, this person spends half an hour a day. Right. So in a week he spent 3.5 hours. Right. In a month he spent 15 hours. Right. In a year. Right. He spent 180 hours in a year reading a newspaper. What does he have out of it? Nothing.
He knows what the world's going to happen. What's going to happen in the world?
Right. And everything which he's read over there, of course, always is peddled exactly like the newspaper said. Right. He needs to read the articles about how that when you read those here, you don't know what's going to happen. He needs to read those articles. So there's a yisur, the person has a desire to expand, to know, to be connected. You know, these are new desires. It's not desire for just not the only thing. It's not desire for taiva. It's a desire for something more you know, the chavrushaft, those type of things. Gam behigana l'ruchnis, hinena mavchinim bo mahalach chitzani mahalach pinimi. The answer is, there's a mahalach chitzani ruchnis, there's a mahalach pinimi ruchnis. Okay. Zog to the Mishnah. Shimon ben Oyomer. Shimon Gamliel says, kol yomai yomai godal tibena chacham. Right? He says there's nothing better than being quiet. Zot never some of the bears who cry goof. The ability of a human being to speak is a physical. It's a physical act. So deeper cry goofly. Reino sechol legam. It's not sickly. So since it's not a physical, it's not a ruchniyistic thing. It's not sickly. Roy loy hashtika shall yavu the day tos shibush. The quieter you are, the more you're not giving your opinion and everything, the less chance you have to make a mistake. Kikasher hu poel b'kerach hadabri about the kerach sickly. Some people, you know, they say that, you know, that there's a disconnect between their minds and their mouth. He's saying that that's intrinsic. The more you're talking, the more you're not thinking. I didn't want to say that. Well, of course you didn't want to say that. Well, but once you're talking, your kachadibra takes on its own thought process. You can't have both working at the same time. The more you're thinking, the more you're not talking. The more you're talking, the less you're thinking. He says, so the goal over here is to get to the Madrega of Ruchnius, which is what he calls the Seichel Yuni, where the person is developing the understanding. There's a true, deep understanding of what's going on in the world, which is beyond the physical. The more you're acting in a physical way, the less you're getting there. You need sechel to speak. It's not. You're not like a behemoth, right? So there's people. What's fascinating? You have some people which sound totally intelligent. They. There's a word which I learned a little while back, because I love the word. They speak Harvardian. You know what that means? You ever listen to the Harvard graduates? They use words. You have no idea what they're talking about. They sound very intelligent. They speak Harvardian. There's an actual word now in the dictionary called Harvardian. You speak these words are like 17, you know, syllables long. You want to sound very intelligent. You're speaking Harvardian. Okay? Shkaya. Seichel. Right? Deep understanding. Right? The reality is they're just as stupid as everybody else. Right? Just they have a way to cloak it and sounding intelligent. They're using all of their seichel to figure out how to say unintelligent things. Intelligent. Right? So these people have flowery ways of saying things. Beautiful, wonderful. At the end of the day, it's a misnagin. Until the person is talking, seems like a right of thinking, he's not really getting to Havana. And almost, the Gaon says that, called the word shall them loy loy. They're not for him. And he says, the more that you're quiet, the more that you're thinking, that's for you. You're gaining understanding. The purpose of speech is to give over to somebody else. It's not for you. So the whole process of Deber is the way to communicate to somebody else. It's not about the human being understanding better. Now there is a Musaf Chavacham talks about the verse made the nature of the tongue that it's able to, as you express it, you get a better Havana. Right? There are many things which if there's any, you know, the famous word from Kambrisker says, "Es feltach and hasvora, es feltach and Havana." If you can't explain it, means you don't understand it. So that might be true, but the applications of all of these things, you know, there's always warning labels on the side. You know, to explain to me love. If you don't understand, if you can't explain love, means you don't understand love. You don't really know what love is. I'm not sure that that's correct. I know what love is. I have a deep enough love, but I can't explain it to you. I said, this color over here is blue, but you're colorblind. Explain it to me. Ah, if you can't explain it, it's felt the kind of butter. You don't understand that that's blue. Really, it's really green. I mean, you know, I mean, the applications of this piece of conversation sometimes gets me nervous. Right? So it's like anything, you know. You know, you have to apply it properly. You know, but the problem is that people felt the kind of butter that apply it when it's felt the kind of butter. There's a mice once with Sheba. This is totally aside. I have to say it over because I enjoy talking to other people like yourself. To give you an example over here. So the Vilkamir Rav one time asked the Astir. So there's a saying, I'm not going to say it in Yiddish because the translator takes too long. There's two sayings in Yiddish. One saying in Yiddish says, like, who cares what people say, basically. Let's get more with the Velt Zot. Another one says, as the Velt Zot, it's the stomach of heaven. People say it, probably it's true. So those are Astir. So the Vilkamir Rav said like this. In regard to that which people say, people say the stomach is true, I respond, who cares what people say? And regardless of what people say, who cares what people say? And then I say, if people say that, that's probably true.
Yeah, then
you got it.
Then they can't be both right.
No, they're both right. This one is explained by that one. That what the belt says, and people say it, it's probably true. The answer is, who cares what people say? Now the rule is, who cares what people say? The answer is, if people say that, probably it's true.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he's saying that.
You're back to where you start.
Yeah.
No. Who cares what people say? Is the correct. If people say that rule, that probably is true, that rule. That rule is true.
It's only true to God, they.
That rule.
Oh.
And this rule is true to God, that rule.
There's no rule.
So. You know, people have this. It's Feltach and Havon and Feltach and Havon. Okay, double math mode. The Mount of Feltach is that. Ula, the Sima slave, Muetis, Navkin, Behem, Tate. If you think about it, you really get it. Lorak, Besichus, Sulan. El, I feel like Kishab, Adabrin, Bedibre, Turn. When people are speaking and learning. The Varmish, Lonikr, Behem, Chavid, Rush. Is rocking me up. Believe you in the machshav. Simcha shtokis v'nisuach mitzalto. It's like a geshmak way to say it. Heim simone haseichel hadar. So Revolva has a Talmud. Reuben Leuchter. So I was listening to a shir from Reuben Leuchter. Rivlit. It gets very, very intense. Can you hear him speak?
I heard him once.
So he says there's a tefor which bothers him very much. He says he walks into the Beis Medrash Thursday night and he sees two bachurim arguing and learning. They're arguing and learning for an hour straight, and they're yelling and they're screaming and they're pounding and they're calling each other names, the whole thing. Okay. Sunday morning he walks into the Beis Medrash. Someone else says, you know, it's such a gewaltig conversation we had the other day. What was it about? He says, what? You're spoken learning through tonight. Yeah, one second. I don't remember Clore exactly what it was about. He says, if you're talking with Tim Sikhan Narayan, that's so you're trying to find the emes for an hour, and really you're being misamic and arbiting that the hair, the sugya, how can I remember what sugya you were learning even? Forget about what the word was. He says, but he sees it happen all the time.
Well, because you're just getting emotional because somebody said something that you didn't like for a second.
That might be true. But his point is, this is what, that's what he's saying, that's called Sechel Hadar. They spent an hour thinking how to explain what they wanted to say to be able to prove to you why they're right. But they weren't thinking. I don't know, but the more they were doing that, the less they were actually really connecting to the Chazal. And their goal was to connect to the Chazal. They would have shut their mouths and stopped and thought. And it's an awesome lakuda. He says, the more you think about it, it seems like ma'at, the Pasha, you realize that a lot of, you know, where it's the nikrim, not nikrim, ham kavod roish, but he's talking about a pair, and they believe they're tipsicking a rayon in the sugya, and they're bringing rayons and thinking and huddling, and they have no idea what they were talking about. Now, I have to tell you that he's Baruch Hashem, he's very generous, and he believes that the problem is until Sunday he has to wait so that they can remember what it's about. Very times, sometimes it's possible to even in Shabbos they forgot already, and sometimes it's possible that on Friday they forgot already. Not only that, it's possible by the end of the night they forgot. Okay, what were you arguing with him before about? Something in the sugya. Something in the sugya. Which sugya? Eshim Shemchitza, maybe? Did you hear what I was talking about? Maybe? It's a scary thing. We laugh at it, you know. We're laughing at ourselves. You know? I mean, I don't know about you. I'm laughing at myself. You know? I mean, I do this all the time. But personally, I have a call. I have problems. You know, I'll say a shmuz Sunday night. They'll ask me Friday, what was the shmuz about? I don't know. You said a shmuz for half an hour to the Bachrim. You yelled, you screamed, you said jokes, you jumped up and down, you banged the tenders, you sang, you danced, you did the whole stickle down. What did you talk about? I don't know. I have to go check on my website to find out what I spoke about. That's pretty embarrassing.